A hopeful song in a minor key from Peter Himmelman. It's called In the Ceaseless Din, and it's one of the songs on his new CD, Unstoppable Forces. That was hopeful.
Yeah, you could see that, right?
Yes, and it seems like a mature song. I mean, looking at life from a mature point of view. How would your music be different, do you think, if you weren't a devoutly religious person?
Well, it's hard to put it in those terms. I mean, hopefully my music is oblique enough that it's, you know, the references aren't, you know, I have no desire to proselytize to anybody other than myself, really. I mean, there's a snippet of a song which I used to play. Baby, let me be your cigarette. Come on, puff a puff a puff a till my tip gets wet. Light me up and baby, don't you fret, 'cause girl, I want to be your cigarette. Where you can buy my brand at king size, or if you like with filter tips, all you got to do is put me in your mouth and put me in your sweet lips. Can't get the idea. And then in the ceaseless din, you know, it's all related somehow. In answer to your question.
That was an oblique answer to the question, but I'll take
it. Huh?
I don't have any choice. You said that the songs on your new albums are about the middles. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's something that's never really glorified. Nobody ever makes a movie about the middles in the sense there's always the passion of the beginning. You always see that illustrated, and it's so wonderful. There's this just heat of the passion or the tragedy of the end, and it's blown up and it's gone. And so it's very big and it's very noble somehow, or it's very cruel and worthy of your attention. But it struck me that the real work of life, and some people can't even accept it, it's very difficult. You know, you're taking the kids to carpool and you're picking them up and you're making them dinner and you're trying to get organic French fries and the special kind, and you might not be able to do the show because the kid has a fever, or you're doing these little things and they add up, and you're walking around and you're making cereal, and What is that? What is that? Is that just the most boring dross of life? Or is it actually the very stuff of life? And like any paradox, it's not easily revealed that the structure, for example, the structure in music seems incredibly limiting and mundane. You have 88 keys. You play this way. They play the piano for hundreds of years. If you thought, you know, logically, you wouldn't ever impose a structure on yourself if you wanted to play piano. Why not just express the infinite through no rules? And you just, you know, but it turns out, I don't know why, it's just in the design, that it's the imposition of structure that allows this freedom. And so I consider these days married and working and surviving and somehow very noble in a way. And I tried to lend for myself. Everything, by the way, I do is for myself, just to sort of look at it and recontext it as a very dignified thing, and something worthy of singing about.
Peter Himmelman is our guest today in the World Cafe. You mentioned the word discipline before in talking about what the middles means to you, and you have a song called Discipline of Rain on the new album.
Yeah.